Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. I'm chatting with Dave Erfley, founder and editor of the Junior Miner Junkie. Now Dave, I want to quickly follow up on that inflation data, the March CPI that came out yesterday. Month over month, we saw the CPI number rise 0.6%, and it was 0.3% ex food and energy. Both of those are 1/10 more than expected. The year-over-year comps, well, that was 2.6% and the core rate 1.6%, but I really do think that month-over-month increase is noteworthy because that's actually the quickest increase, pace of increase, since 2009. Dave, do you think this data actually matters, or at least is starting to matter to some of the larger investors, understanding that inflation is starting to pick up here?
Absolutely. I mean, it started with the PPI last Friday. I mean, when the last week's producer price index numbers came out, that showed that prices have been moving up more than twice as much as expected on a month-to-month basis during March. So it was interesting to see what happened when the PPI came out. The gold price was hit pretty hard. It was down about $20. And by the time the market opened, the miners were down a little bit. And but that little bit of weakness in the miners was immediately bought, even though the gold price remained down double digits. So the miners are starting to turn around here, and they're starting to show relative strength to the gold price. I think based on these inflation numbers that people are starting to pay attention to, I think that the change in sentiment regarding inflation is being supportive of gold bouncing from this daily double bottom here. I won't get really excited about it, though, until gold has a weekly close above 1775. There's really strong resistance there at 1750, 1760. And 1775 was support before it took that last leg down. So I'd like to see that take place. But what's more interesting, Corey, is the fact that the gold miners and the royalty companies are starting to show relative strength again to the gold price. If you take a look at the GDX to gold ratio, it's formed an inverse head and shoulders bottom here, and it's about to break out of its downtrend. So what you're starting to see is generalist investors are starting to come back a little bit via the royalty companies and the gold stocks, I think, but the juniors are pretty much being ignored by generalist investors here. I mean, I really don't think we're going to start to see a turnaround in the juniors until we get a gold price firmly above that 1775, 1800 level.
All right, let's balance this out here, Dave, because you are right. The majors and the royalty companies, they have bounced back. And moving into majors and royalty companies, that is typically bigger money. Now, the argument being that it's been just a lot of gold and silver, precious metal bugs in general, trading amongst themselves recently. So some moves in the majors and the royalty companies, encouraging to see that maybe some new money is coming into the sector. But again, we haven't seen a break of that downtrend for gold. And that 1775 level, a lot of people are watching that. We had a guest on yesterday that also outlined that number. Where is the balance then of bigger investors maybe looking at some of the gold stocks and the bigger ones, but not having or not wanting to move into the actual gold market and take maybe some moves into there? Again, mostly because it's still hard to argue the gold's on an uptrend because it hasn't broken that downtrend. So what's the balance?
Exactly. Yeah, I mean, with everything going up and continuing to go up, generalist investors are like, look, gold's in a downtrend. The precious metals sector's in a downtrend while everything else is going up, even though the miners, royalty companies are showing really strong balance sheets and their financials are really good. And they're making lots of money at gold prices, even at $1,500. I'm still not going to take a chance in this historically risky sector because everything else is going up. So I think once you start to see some money coming out of equities, it's going to be coming into these gold stocks. And I think that's about to happen because the equity sector has, you know, the equities have become really, really overstretched. I mean, if you take a look at stocks with their above their moving above their 200-day moving averages to over 95%, that's the highest level in more than a decade. You're seeing volatility index continue to sink. You see complacency everywhere. So I don't know what the trigger would be for some selling to come into this market. There's a few of them out there, but I think we're going to start to see the stock market, you know, roll over into a correction here, which is overdue. And I think some of that money will rotate into the very undervalued gold stocks right now in relation to the stock market.
So in all fairness, I have continued to hear about how valuations have gotten stretched and the market is due for a correction. But I have talked to a lot of generalists that also say, look, the breadth is still strong, and this rotation of money that we're seeing, that does lead to a healthy market because investors are looking inside these markets. They're not just passively sitting by and leaving their money as is. They're actually rotating from sector to sector, just not really outside of those broad averages, but going down that road, saying that the markets are due for a correction. What about the gold stocks then? Because gold stocks typically drop when there is a substantial correction.
Right. Gold stocks typically drop with the stock market if there's panic selling coming in. But since the gold stocks are already out of favor right now, and most of the, let's face it, most of the people that were holding them, that were going to sell, have sold. So I don't see where that selling would come from. I think you might see some initial panic selling, but I think the gold stocks would recover very quickly if that took place. And as far as the fundamentals are concerned, even for the stock market, I mean, I don't see the stock market correcting any more than 5 or 10% here. And I don't think that is justification for panic out of gold stocks, especially when most have already sold already that bought too late back last year. And if they bought in June or July, they're long gone. And let's face it, most of the people that are remaining are contrarian speculators that are basically loading up here on undervalued juniors and undervalued miners that have the patience to wait because they know that eventually the gold price is going to go much higher due to the inflation and more likely the stagflation that's going to come in to the marketplace and take these stocks higher.
Now, is there not an environment here? Well, I guess you outlined the environment where a small correction in the U.S. markets, 5%, who knows, maybe even 10%, then people don't get necessarily as scared, right? As long as it comes in kind of a reasonable sense, reasonable time frame, that could draw some more money into the precious metals. But what about also everybody maybe taking that inflation narrative also combined with the infrastructure bill, and instead of going into gold or silver, they are seeing that the economy, while it still might be in this restart mode, is still doing decently, then why wouldn't they put it into other resources outside of, say, gold or silver? Because, well, we've even heard stories that there is a audience out there that says gold is not an inflation hedge. So that might take time to bring that audience in as well.
Oh, right. Yeah, I couldn't agree more. That is very true. But, you know, as far as if you're talking about base metals and the battery metals and especially copper, I think that trade has gotten pretty overcrowded. I think it's gotten a little ahead of itself as far as the reflation trade is concerned. So I think there's going to be a pullback in some of those areas, and that would include silver. And we talked before that silver could very easily still come down to test that $21, $22 area. You know, it's especially since silver went up so far, so fast. I mean, $12 to $30 in 5 months. That is a huge move. It needs to consolidate. So I personally would like to see silver consolidate even more, because if it takes off right away without having a proper consolidation process, then the correction that will come later will be a lot sharper and a lot scarier. and would hit the stocks even harder. But as far as gold is concerned, we've already had a 20% correction, and that's a pretty good correction of outsized gains that gold itself had. So although we could very easily see the gold price come down to test that 1560 to 1580 area, which is another level of strong support, I don't really see a catalyst of that happening, but it is very possible. But if it did happen, I don't think the gold stocks would break the 30-31 area on the GDX and the 44-45 area in the GDXJ. Those are very strong support levels, as they were very strong resistance levels back when it was creating those seven-year bases earlier. So, and also the valuation metrics, even with gold at 1550, are still very good for the gold stocks here.
Yeah, so those are some key levels to watch because, well, in all fairness, we do need to pay attention to the lower levels, the support levels as well, because if those break, we do need to be aware of any further correction. But you are right, 20% correction over just over 7 months. Take it into concept that the gold price from August 2018, that was 2 years that it was running higher and moved up about $900, actually. So that's a strong move. Dave, good chatting with you. We got to wrap it up here, but we'll chat again with you next week. And really, it just comes down to now gold breaking that downtrend and maybe finally some of the generalist trend followers starting to get back in. I know they're watching the sector, but they really haven't had the need to get into it recently. Dave, thanks for your time. I will post a link to your website, and we'll chat again next week.
Look forward to it, Corey. Thanks a lot.